Right now, I kind of botched up. But, you know, Jim, you're an angry guy, and you're not talking a lot tonight because I know you're festering, and I know you're angry about a lot of things. I know some of them specifically. But why don't we spin the wheel of anger tonight and see what Jim's angry about. And look at that, Fred Phelps. What do you got, Jim?
Yeah, you know what I have here? I'm sure you've all read about the Kansas Westboro Church and the Ropers. And I'm not talking about that annoying couple who live next door to Jack and Chrissy. Even worse, I'm talking about Baptists.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about Shirley Lynn Phelps Roper, daughter of Fred Phelps, a God hates fags Baptist. He and his daughter Shirley Lynn and her brood of 11 cretins and about 60 other members of their moronic cult travel around the country like the Partridge family, spreading pain with their voices. The only difference is the Partridge family never went around yelling homophobic hate slogans at funerals of fallen war vets. Now, at least 14 states are considering outlawing their protests at military funerals. And as a result, this week the church had to abort their plans to demonstrate in four other states. Now, that's something else these nuts are probably against, abortion. I don't know about you, but eliminate that and anal sex, and there go my weekends. I'm not gonna defend these people, Mark, but this is a free speech issue, all right?
Yeah.
After all, if I have the right to practice abortions and anal sex on my front porch, then I guess they have the right to protest my funeral. Hell, I'd be happy if anybody came to my funeral, for that matter.
Yeah.
But I'm sorry, this is exactly the kind of civil rights slippery slope the Bush White House thrives on. Are you going to tell me that when our president finally chokes to death on a plastic whistle, I can't yell good riddance, you dumb hillbilly putz, at his funeral? No, of course not. So what are the two main arguments against these people, Mark?
I don't know.
Well, first, they're exhibiting vile and sensitive behavior at solemn gatherings where families are mourning their fallen loved ones. Well, that's the ugly side of the First Amendment, right?
Uh-huh.
And it's not against the law. What is against the law is banning ugly words in 14 states. Ugly speech is a price of democracy. We don't have a democracy, but if we did, that would be the price.
Right.
The second argument is this. The Westboro Baptist Church is unchristian. Now, that's totally off base. I don't buy that at all, because according to the Bible, God and Jesus do hate gays. They also hate women, democracy, free speech, the environment, sex, and most types of fun. Read the Bible, Christians. It's a hellish instruction book promoting child abuse, mass murder, animal rape, and slavery. I guess that's the price you pay for letting a fairy tale run your life, losers.
Yeah.
I guess what I'm trying to say is this, Mark. I'm sick of people pointing out hateful behavior and then saying that's not how good Christians act. Because that is how they act. And they've been acting that way for 2,000 years. So suck it up and love yourself, you hateful bastards. Because that's who you really are. You're living in a dream world. And for that, you've just taken a ride on Jim's Wheel of Anger.
Wow. Let's hear the noise again.
Where the hell's the noise? I'm getting angry at that.
All right. Maybe we'll... Jim, you know, I got to tell you something. It was great to hear you speak as Jim. There was some real hearts coming out there.